Alessandro Trozzi was born on August 5, 1987 in Rome, Italy, the feast of Our Lady of the Snows to parents Enrico and Maria. He also had a younger sister named Barbara. From the beginning, Alessandro was a peculiar child. He didn't sleep at night. He only ate pureed food. And as he grew older, he started to have tics, for which he suffered a lot, especially at school with his classmates. He was a victim of bullying, but he never reacted badly. Over the years, he was diagnosed with obsessive-compulsive disorder. He underwent many treatments, even very strong ones, but they did not bear much fruit. He had to undergo psychotherapy for years and years. He was a very sensitive and delicate boy who had a love for nature and animals. Alessandro, from a very young age, stood out among his peers simply because he saw every human being as being equal to him. He would always lend a helping hand to a middle school classmate who was disabled, and with the girls, well, he was shy. Alessandro's family had always remained a true Catholic family. His parents Enrico and Maria had educated their two children well about the one true faith, teaching them the importance of forgiveness, to honor the holy days, to love others, to respect the weak, the elderly, the poor, and the suffering, and they had always followed these teachings. In 2005, Alessandro expressed a desire to spend 15 days with the Jesuit fathers to discern a vocation to the priesthood. He returned from this experience changed and very serene. The family then traveled to Padre Pio in San Giovanni Rotondo. There, he spoke with the friars and received advice on discerning his vocational call. When he and his family traveled to San Giovanni, Alessandro wanted to meet Friar Modestino, the friar who had always been close to Padre Pio. Alessandro and his family waited for hours to be received, and when their turn came, the friar welcomed them warmly with a sweet smile. Now, Friar Modestino warned Alessandro about falling too easily for women, even though Alessandro was a single man. A few months later, Alessandro met a beautiful girl who made him feel deeply in love. Her name was Jasmine, and she was from Morocco. But her family had lived in Italy for years. A few months later, she moves in with Alessandro, beginning a new life together and promising his parents that they would get married. The days that followed were those of happiness. It seems that Alessandro had found his peace of mind. They married as promised, but in common, because she was a non-practicing Muslim. However, Jasmine had promised that she would eventually convert to Catholicism. Now, everything went smoothly until Alessandro started to feel unwell. He was always tired and had a small swelling on his neck. He was examined and he was thought to be just a reactive lymph node, nothing serious. But in the beginning of December 2013, his neck had swelled a lot and the young man was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. He had it in the middle of his chest. In these 5.5 years, and between his journey from hospital to hospital, not once did Alessandro complain about his illness. There was never a curse that came out of his mouth, and not once did he question, "Why me?" He always said, "Mom, His will be done." Now, Alessandro's spiritual father was Father Damiano, a friar of the Franciscan youth, who had remained beside Alessandro for 18 months up until his passing. Father Damiano would visit Alessandro in hospital for an hour each day. They would talk about many things, religion, politics, and daily life. Father Damiano also heard his confession and would bring him communion. Alessandro received all therapies: very painful marrow sampling, CT scan, PET scan, 2 bone marrow transplants, and 1 external donor. He also underwent many types of chemotherapy treatments. The disease went into remission 3 times, but then it returned. Due to too many invasive therapies, he had developed necrosis in the bones of his hips and shoulders. At a certain point, he could no longer walk due to the pain, and so he had to use a wheelchair to get around. Suffering only increased for the family when his dad lost his job due to the Fornero law, and his sister, due to too many sorrows, fell ill with severe anorexia, reaching the point of weighing only 28 kilos. Alessandro and his sister were always hospitalized, and it was hard on their parents seeing them like this, but they never lost faith and hope. 2 years had passed since the donor transplant. During this time, Alessandro suffered tremendously. His wife left him for another man. She was pregnant and never told the family whose baby it was. This was something hard for the family to take in, but Alessandro forgave her and made his family promise not to do anything against her. Even though she had left him penniless by stealing all the money he had, as he had taken out a loan with his pension to pay for his medical treatments. Alessandro understood that he would not live long. 2 months before ascending to heaven, he had drawn an image of Jesus carrying his cross. He told his mother that he felt this way, with his cross on his shoulders. It was a heavy cross to carry, but he carried it with dignity and silence, never complaining about his illness. He spent his last days of life with oxygen attached because he was no longer breathing. Unfortunately, the disease had taken over his lungs, bones, and other organs. The doctors recommended sedating him to prevent him from suffocating to death, also because despite the morphine and all the other drugs, he was lucid. On the 20th of June, 2019, while he was deeply sedated, he opened his eyes and made the sign of the cross. Then shortly after, flew to meet his heavenly father. Alessandro was only 31 years old. Alessandro Trozzi, pray for us.